No, Q score's 10, you see, and it's on a triple word score, so... I'm sorry, but I explained the rules. No, no, look, please put down that jawbone. All right, we'll start again, and try to concentrate this time.
What are you doing, Arthur?
Trying to teach the caveman to play Scrabble. It's uphill work. The only word they know is grunt, and they can't spell it.
And would you please tell me what that is supposed to achieve?
We've got to encourage them to evolve, Ford. Can you imagine what a world is going to be like that descends from those cretins over there?
We don't have to imagine. Let's face it, we already know what it's like. We've seen it. There's no escape.
Did you tell them what we discovered?
Slarty Bartfast's signature on the glacier? No. What's the point? Why should they listen? What's it to them that this place happens to be called the Earth?
And that it happens to be my original home?
Yeah, but you won't even be born for nearly 2 million years, so they're likely to feel that it's not a lot of your business. I mean, face up to it, Arthur. Those Zeebs over there are your ancestors, not these cavemen. Put the Scrabble away, it won't save the human race, because Mr. Ugg here is not destined to be the human race. The human race is currently sitting round that rock over there, making documentaries about themselves.
But there must be something we can do.
No, nothing. Really, nothing. Because it's all been done. I mean, listen, we've been backwards and forwards through time and ended up here. 2 million years behind where we started. But that doesn't change the future, because we've seen it. I mean, wise up, kid. There's nothing you can do to change it because it's already happened.
And all because we arrived here with the Golga Frinchams in their B-Ark.
Yes.
Poor bloody caveman. It's all been a bit of a waste of time for you, hasn't it? You've been out-evolved by a telephone sanitizer.
He's pointing at the Scrabble board.
Oh, he's probably spelled library with one R again, poor bastard.
No, he hasn't.
Hey, no, look. It says 42. The experiment! It's something to do with a computer program to find the ultimate question.
Hey, you know what this means, don't you?
What?
It must have gone wrong. If the computer matrix was set up to follow the evolution of the human race through from the cavemen, and then we've arrived and caused them to die out...
And actually replaced them...
Then the whole thing is cocked up.
So whatever it was that Marvin spotted in my brainwave patterns is in fact the wrong question.
Yeah! Well, it might be right, but it's probably wrong. Oh, if only we could find out what it is.
Look... If it's printed in my brainwave patterns, but I don't know how to reach it, suppose we introduce some random element which can be shaped by that pattern.
Like?
Pulling out letters from the Scrabble bag.
Brilliant. That's bloody brilliant.
Right, right. First four letters.
W-H-A-T. What?
One more.
Yeah, D-O, do. It's working. This is terrific. It's really coming. You get... What do you get?
More here.
If you multiply... Oh, I'm beginning to get sinking feelings about this. If you multiply six by nine. By nine? Is that it?
That's it. 6 by 9. 42. I always said there was something fundamentally wrong about the universe. Mm. So what do we do now?
I guess we just swallow our pride and go and join the human race.
Yes.
Yuck.
Right.
Yuck.
It's sad, though. Just at the moment, it's a very beautiful planet.
It is. It is indeed. The rich primal greens, the river snaking off into the distance, the burning trees.
And in 2 million years, bang, it gets destroyed by the Vogons. What a life for a young planet to look forward to.
Well, better than some. I read of one planet off in the seventh dimension that got used as a ball in a game of intergalactic bar billiards. Got potted straight into a black hole, killed 10 billion people.
Total madness.
Yeah, only scored 30 points too.
Where did you read that?
Oh, a book.
Which book was that?
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, that thing.
I see trees of green.
In the last episode of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Peter Jones was the book. Simon Jones played Arthur Dent and Jeffrey McGiven, Ford Prefect. Mark Wing Davy was Zaphod Beeblebrox, Susan Sheridan, Trillian, Stephen Moore, Marvin, Beth Porter, Marketing Girl, Jonathan Cecil, Number One and Management Consultant, David Jason, Captain and Caveman, and Aubrey Woods, Number Two and The Hairdresser. The programme was written by Douglas Adams and John Lloyd and produced by Jeffrey Perkins, with the technical assistance of Alec Hale Munro and Paul Horden, and Harry Parker and Dick Mills of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop.
What a wonderful world. The colours of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky. also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.